Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Yesterday, Murphy went for appointment number two to his vocal therapy coach. What is it called?
You can call it either of those if you want to. It really is vocal therapy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we should call it. Yeah. Vocal therapy, since you damaged a vocal cord.
Well, both vocal cords.
Okay. I thought one of them was the most concern.
No, I mean, they were both. I think the injury might have been on one side, but the whole thing was the infection that took it out.
Okay.
And the cough and all that. Yeah.
So after the flu. So what's funny is that I haven't heard much about this at home yet, which is fine.
Yeah.
So let's hear it, because now he has exercises to do.
I do.
Oh, cool.
I have exercises and learned, you know, a couple of new things here. And what's really cool about this is my ENT is working very closely with this vocal coach, because he actually, I mean, he called this one before I had my voice back and all that. He said, through this recovery process, your vocal cords are probably going to remain tense. And now I'm going to forget the term for it. It's a secondary something. It starts with the term secondary, but whatever it is, your vocal cords adapt just like you would with a limp. For example, if you injure your ankle and you walk with a limp because you're not going to put your body compensates without you knowing about it.
Of course.
And you actually have to address that if you're going to expect it to be fixed. Mm. I've never, you know, in my life had that kind of an injury to my voice. So I guess
it's not something
I'm fortunate.
You think about either.
Right. But this is very common for singers, especially, you know, and other people who speak for a living, but, you know, singers primarily. So, part of this is to actually retrain and relax the vocal cords.
And so, chill out, man. Right. So how do you do
so
that?
So the things that I've been experiencing with the little bit of the squeakiness or the raspiness or those things are literally just because those muscles are too tight in there. So that's what I'm going to have to continue to work on.
So you got to loosen up.
Yeah. But, you know, my vocal coach, Mel, and you know, and Allison, by the way, is the person who's shadowing her, who's becoming going into this field too. So I've got two people full time, you know, focused on this, which is great. And they actually went back and they listened to a couple of our podcasts to compare my voice, you know, before and after. Isn't
that
crazy?
So cool. Well, yeah. The material is there for them to study.
Did they hear a difference?
She knows that I hear the difference, but they don't really hear much of a difference.
That's great.
Now, Jody said that she could hear a little bit, you know, of a difference in my voice a couple of weeks ago. The irony of this is one of the three podcasts that they landed on was the podcast the day after that first session.
They wanted to hear they wanted to hear your review of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't hear a difference in the sound of your voice, but I feel like you are not using it as powerfully. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's exactly what I told him yesterday.
You're not wielding it like you used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And part of that, part of that is just, you know, I'm not going to push anything. We're just going to see what happens through the natural, you know, process. The three things that I learned yesterday that I'm having to experiment with, because there is still a little bit of the crackly, the raspiness, but it's only occasionally. And but the projection is different.
Yeah.
And that's because my vocal cords are too tight.
Mm.
Honestly, I mean, you can't, think about it, if air is flowing through them and they're restricted, they're only going to be able to make, you know, so much noise. And then the projection part too, I guess, is the learning how to breathe again.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so some of the exercises that they have, they call them subsystems. And we don't think about this because all of us go about our daily lives. We just talk, we listen, conversations or whatever. But, you know, there are three systems that create your speech in the first place. One of them is what they call the generator, which is the air that comes from your lungs. The other one, the second one, is the vibration, which is what, you know, your vocal cords do to actually create the sound.
That's awesome.
And then the third part is the articulation, which comes from the mouth, the tongue, and all of that.
And the brain.
Yeah. Well, of course, the brain.
All the brain.
Exactly.
Right.
But all three of those have to be functioning properly for you to be able to, you know, to make it work. So mine, of course, it's the vocal cords themselves that have been the ones that are injured. So they're the ones that need the attention and relaxation. So there are three exercises I have to do five times a day.
Oh. You know, yeah.
In private or public?
Right. Does Mel know you?
Yeah, right.
Does she know how hard that will be?
Yeah. Well, actually, I've been doing
them.
They're very easy. It's because I can do this in the car or wherever. And it's a series of what you would think would just be humming and, you know, one of them is blowing and one of them is holding a straw into water, but it's a continuous humming sound that is not, you're not pushing and you're not restraining. You're actually
just
allowing. Yeah, right. Exactly. So that you're, I mean, the hum is literally just the, you take a deep breath and then.
And a straw in water.
Well, like there are three exercises. Oh. I can do one in water, which is more restrictive, which you can do for longer, which really helps relax the vocal cords. And then one is a straight hum. The other is pitch, where you're going up, which elongates your vocal cords. I know it sounds funny, but
I know it does. I'm just wondering if you're doing this at home with the dogs looking at you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so the other is lip movement. That's the one that's a little difficult to do, the vibration of the lips.
Ugh.
Because it's
sounds like it would tickle.
Yeah, but you need to be able to do it continuously, because if you stop and start, you're actually doing the reverse to your vocal. You're hurting them again.
Oh, no.
So it's right. You can't. It's not. It's about continuous, so that there's no abrupt anything that you're doing.
Okay.
How long do you have to do the
in the straw?
You do it until you run out of breath.
Ah, okay.
But you don't strain. You just, it's like the natural, you know, exhale. The reason that you're not straining is because you're creating the habit of the breathing in before you speak, and then the exhalation naturally. So really what's happening is the byproduct of me relaxing the vocal cords is me focusing on the breathing part going into it. And just not, and being conscious of not overly straining. But I don't know. What we do for a living is, again, it's on microphones. So there's no reason to
project.
Yell, right?
No. Right. Okay. You're supposed to do one of these three exercises five times a day. You're to pick one and do them five times a day. Are you to do all three of them five times a day?
That's a good question. Let me look at the, you know.
I'm just asking because we live together.
Yeah.
I haven't heard you or caught you doing this yet, but I'm assuming it's going to happen. I'm going to round a corner and you're going to be like,
Well, yeah, but just doing the math on these five times would be, because there are three different exercises.
15.
Yeah.
So... right.
Mathematician over here. Thanks, Sam. That was fast.
No problem.
It's your gold star.
But it's actually three within the three. The drinking straw are two within the three. I'm saying that wrong. When I do the straw, it's the continuous sound, and then it's the pitch sound, sort of a little mild, what she called a mild siren.
Okay.
So it's a lot. I expect what she's talking about here is just, you know, to do... You know, five times a day, one of these,
them.
Right? Exactly, totaling 15 minutes worth of time every day that I do this.
Okay, well, I hope that's the correct interpretation.
Well, we don't have to worry because they listen to the podcast.
Right, they'll correct you on the next visit.
Right,
you should do as much of the exercises as you can. You'll have to be mindful of it because it sounds like something you really have to think of. It's not like getting on the floor and doing a plank. This is different. You really need to be mindful of what you're doing. But if you do it to the best of your understanding between now and the next time you see them, you will have probably improved. And
then
she will help you. You know, that's the beauty of her being an expert.
It's crazy because you know this stuff. You should be coming with me to this, Jody, because what you just described about exercise is exactly what Mel was saying about you have to be mindful. You have to be focused on this while you're doing it, because like any other exercise, you're not going to do it correctly if you actually aren't completely focused on it while you're doing it.
Right. That's why some of the best athletes in the world still have coaches and trainers.
And I did get part of this wrong, because like the first exercise with just the humming, it's through the nose, mouth closed, and then the pitch is the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then the other is actually doing ooh, which it's causes the articulation part. It causes, I don't remember.
Ooh.
Right, exactly. Right, but it's the same thing, the series of the ooh and then the ooh. Or
I'll think you're talking to me. Ooh.
The girls are going to come in and say, what's Dad watching?
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Right. So cute. Well, I think the trick will be him fitting it into his day.
Did you? You went to the same person, right, Jody?
Okay, yeah.
Did you get the same instructions? Is that why you quit?
Okay, I'm going to back you up. After my voice seemed to change after I was intubated for a surgery and I sounded a lot different right after, I went, assuming that I had some damage. I can't remember. They did look at my cords, and I think they were not damaged, but they were agitated or something. I met with her, and her name is Mel,
yeah,
and she's lovely.
Yeah.
But once she explained to me, you're probably going to be fine, but I'm going to teach you some, you know, exercises, and you can decide whether you want to come back or not. You know me. You know
See
me.
Ya!
I have a beautiful, I kept it. I bet I could find it. I have the sheet from her with the exercises and learning how to use the conversation voice. Yeah. No. Confidential voice.
By the way, she noticed that too. She said you were correct in that. I accidentally said conversational. You corrected me here.
It's confidential.
And she said that. Yeah. So see, you learned what she taught you.
I retain really well.
It's been ten years ago.
It was a long time ago.
But maybe you can help Murphy at home.
If I lose my voice, I would go to her because this is our livelihood and this is what I love. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But I just. Well, look, that's how I feel about therapy in general. It's like when I need to stop, I'm going to stop and go live my life. I don't know.
Jody doesn't have the patience. It's interesting because you are a disciplined person, but you have no patience for, you know. So, but she understands that too. And
I love you, Mel, but
if anything, you know what the takeaways were. You know,
I did get some important takeaways.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So
you haven't done anything with them, but.
Confidential voice.
Yeah.
And lots more water. She's the one that taught me if you drink, because she did talk to me about the amount of coffee that I consumed. She said, with regards to your voice, Jody, she said, if you drink one cup of coffee, and I'm like, I drink three in the morning just while we're doing, you know, work. She says, for every one cup of coffee that you drink, people think you need to drink one cup of water, but you actually need to drink two cups of water for every one because it doesn't cancel it out. The coffee dehydrates you, so you have to do two waters for every one coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
I took that away.
Well, so I'm watching the water part, and that is true, you know, because if your vocal cords are hydrated, and remember what we talked about last time, the water can't touch your vocal cords. It's in your trachea, so you're not going to get water directly. It's systemic is what they call that, where it goes to the natural process of the body. But the other thing that she wants me to do is when we're done with the show, which I guess is after this podcast,
yes,
I'm supposed to take what she calls a vocal nap, not an actual nap.
Well, I love it.
The reason she says that is she's not putting me on vocal rest because vocal rest would literally be what I was on several weeks ago, where for 3 days, no talking. And, but you know, after we do what we do in this studio for many hours, just giving it a break and not speaking for, you know, a good 15 to 20 minutes or so.
Wonderful.
Right. And then, you know.
Don't you naturally seek that anyway? It's so funny because when we do all of this and it's wonderful and it suits us, we're extroverts and this suits us. I do seek that in the afternoon. Quiet, you know, alone time.
Yeah. I just find that it's really relaxing on the vocal cords now that I've done that. I never did that before. I mean, if I did it, it's not that I didn't have quiet spells. I just never really thought about it consciously that way, where I'm not even talking to myself, you know, it's just not saying anything. But the exercise part and the relaxing of the vocal cords and getting breath control and all those things back in, which are all part of the system, like she says, the three-part system is fascinating to me.
So cool.
And I almost feel silly because, you know, we've been doing this show together for 25 plus years now, 27 years, something like that.
Yes.
I've never had anything like that. Maybe a little hoarse, and we've had colds and stuff, but nothing that really caused me to have to focus on my voice or like true vocal care. This is like it seems like it's something we should have been taught a long time ago, you know?
There were other things for us to focus on, and when we began, we didn't know we would still be doing this. When I started doing this, I told my mom, I'll do this for a few years, and then I'll get a real job. I said those words to her.
Right.
Well, I think that's a wonderful first visit. So, I'm going to expect you to be humming at home or in the car and doing your vocal exercises. Super
what, you,
cool.
You want me to watch? I like actually the one with the straw into the cup.
Sure.
Because you have the straw restricts the airflow and you're not pressured, but you go for a lot longer because you're not exhaling as fast.
Yeah.
When you do the other exercises with no, you know, restriction.
Well, you'll have to bring it in here and in another week or so and we'll
I mean, it sounds like something I would have done when I was a year, 2 year old, you know.
Yeah, do you get to blow bubbles while you're doing that?
Well, yeah, you are. You actually have to hold the straw. In fact, if the bubbles are not coming out, then you're not doing it right.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm. So the bubbles are like the gauge for
Tim, like that just makes it fun.
Yeah, use milk. That makes it even more fun.
Of course.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.